This is a report on an audience given by the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to the selected group of students on the National Students' Day. Thank you very much. Long live the students. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, let me first welcome all of you here, all the students, dear high school students and university students, and sons and daughters of Iranian nation. I would also like to convey my heartfelt message to all our dear young people all over Iran. This gathering here is marking 13th of Aban. Is the day of National Day of Students, high school and university students, and in some ways it is also a symbol of Iranian people's resistance against the arrogant power of the United States. I need to mention a few things here. You consider yourselves as the soldiers of Islam, and this puts a very heavy responsibility on your shoulders, meaning that we are all responsible, and we carry this responsibility on our shoulders. A young person who is who has come of age and is becoming an adult is also responsible. Responsibility does not lie on the shoulders of only adults or the middle-aged people. In fact, younger people in some ways are more responsible. Young people in the heart of their hearts should feel that they're responsible, young people are responsible for the future of this nation as well as his own future. And for this commitment, a lot of young people went to defend the country. They could have stayed in their homes and enjoyed the kindness shown by their parents. They didn't have to go to the Khuzestan area in the hot weather or go to the mountains in the cold to defend the country. The young people did not want to do that, and they went to the battleground and defended the country in the 8-year sacred defense. I like you all to know the story of the 8-year sacred defense. Of course, a lot of people have talked about it in the past. But a comprehensive look at the 8-year sacred defense is important in order for the young people to plan for the future. Even though I don't have a lot of time here to talk to you, But in fact, when I read books and articles about the sacred defense, I myself learn a lot. You should do the same. You should read about the biographies of some of these young people and learn about them and how an epic was created by them on the 13th of Aban, November 4th, in the outset of Iranian Revolution. Then came the 8-year sacred defense. At the time when all the dominant forces of the time, the ex-USSR and its satellites in the European, Eastern European countries, and the United States of America, as well as other countries, came together to help the Ba'ath regime of Iraq at the time in order to defeat Islamic Republic of Iran. Our country at the time did not possess necessary weaponry, not enough money. The revolution had just been taking place. But the nation had one thing, and that was a strong resolve. And strong belief in God. This force overpowered the arrogant forces that had lots of money and a lot of weapons. And what defeated them was the strong resolve of the nation and the responsibility felt. In fact, in the sacred defense, in the 8-year sacred defense, this miracle happened again, and the strong and seemingly a fortress that could not be defeated was toppled. That was the kingdom of Pahlavi here in our country. Our nation's future is going to be built by you, and the nation needs your efforts, your resolve, and you need to strengthen your resolve and build your character, become virtuous, and also add to your knowledge. After all, 10 or 12 years from now, all of you that are here and people like yourselves all over the country, the educated generation, will enter the scene, and most of you are going to be given responsibilities, official responsibilities. The future presidents and future ministers and other top-ranking officials are going to be selected among you. Those of you who can plan, and those of you who are good in giving ideas, as well as those of you that can manage affairs, should be ready for the future. And of course, you should add to your knowledge, as well as strengthening your belief. And this is not possible unless you start from now. I look at you as my own sons and daughters, and a father wants the best for his children. And the path taken by the nation is not going to end at a point soon. It is going to continue, and this future is bright, and I will tell you later that it is important for you all to prepare yourselves for the future. This is the first thing I wanted to say. The second point I'd like to make is about our system. Islamic system in Iran has confronted the world arrogance, and there are problems between us and them. We should know what the problem is and what we are fighting for and what the problem is. A lot of political analysts give analysis these days that in every scene that the Americans are playing a role, they are also watching out for Iran, and they have an eye on Iran. That's because Islamic Republic of Iran and the Iranian nation know that a lot of problems in the past have been created by arrogant power of the United States, and we should know about this. We are not at odds with the United States and other world arrogant powers. It's not over some political matters, because these matters can be resolved by negotiations. Our problem with the United States goes beyond this. It has deep roots. That's because the United States, after the end of the Second World War, had in mind to be the dominant force and the only superpower in the world. At that time, ex-Soviet Union rivaled the United States. And the United States wanted to dominate almost every country. And in fact, the Middle East was under U.S.'s dominance. I'm talking about the Middle East, where the Persian Gulf states lie, where the oil reserves of the world are located. And at present time, oil is the driving engine of the world. After all, this energy is turned into electricity and power. Without oil, factories cannot produce. Manufacturers cannot manufacture, and in other words, oil is the blood that is running in the veins of the world. And most of the oil can be found in this region, and for that reason, the United States always wants to dominate the place, and they used to dominate this place, this area. And Iran, before the Islamic Revolution, was the main base of the United States. Different states in the region was under the control of the United States. Even though the ex-Soviet Union had some influence, but the United States was the dominant force in the Middle East. Of course, the greed shown by the United States went beyond this region, in Latin America, in Africa, in East Asia. Americans either were dominant or they were trying to become a dominant force. and they were busy strengthening their bases. And in fact, they were progressing, and their rivals in the region were backing off day by day. And right in the middle of this process, and at a very sensitive time in history, Islamic revolution happened in Iran. And the most important slogan of the Islamic revolution in Iran was to fight the oppressors of the world and defend the oppressed. And the revolution kicked Americans out of Iran and ended their dominance. There was a time that the Americans had their own operatives all over Iran, in the army, in the Ministry of Finance, in the sensitive political arena, in the security apparatus. Americans and the operatives were present. Even the king himself, who supposedly led the country and headed every area of the life, was a puppet of the UK, the United Kingdom, and the American government. And he had to obey. In fact, sometimes he didn't want to obey them, but they forced him to do so. Americans were kicked out of Iran at the time of revolution, and this was an important event. This was a wound, a deep wound on the body of the American government. Those arrogant powers at the time, through their embassies, had their spies and spying system in the country, and they're still doing that, in fact. These embassies are centers of corruptions, and ever since the Islamic Revolution was won by the people, and ever since the students who followed Imam Khomeini, late Imam Khomeini's path, conquered the den of spies, or as they called it, the U.S. Embassy. Americans tried to spread the rumors in Iran. There are almost 80 volumes of documents published in the form of books about what the Americans and their spies were doing in Iran. And the embassy, American embassy, was the center for all this spying. And university students followed their mentor, late Imam Khomeini, conquered the embassy. And unfortunately, inside the country, some wishy-washy people, some people that were tired, people that wanted to have a good life, a comfortable life, and people who usually change and go where the wind goes, did not like the idea of American embassy being conquered by the university students. Of course, late Imam Khomeini at the time defended this action, and this was a great blow to the Americans, and this was a very deep wound that hurt the Americans. Of course, things did not end there. The advances made by the Islamic revolution and Islamic system and victories achieved in so many areas, such as in the 8-year sacred defense, in political and economic and other areas of life in Iran, influenced other countries. In fact, those countries were dominated by the United States, and they didn't like it, but didn't possess any leader. And when Islamic Revolution took place in Iran, it was as though they had won. Late Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, and his leadership and Islamic system in Iran became role models for those countries. It's the same now. Different countries from east to west in the Islamic, among the Islamic nations, look at the Islamic Republic of Iran enviously, and they wish they were in our shoes. And this made the wound on the body of the American dominance hurt more. Arrogant power of the United States wants to see Iran to surrender, to give up, and turn back, and once again give the country to the United States and have their kind of system to prevail in Iran. What the Americans want from Iran is to, for Iran to accept dependence on America and give up the independence gained by the Islamic Revolution and surrender to the Americans. This is what they expect of us. And that's the reason they are putting pressure on us. They're trying to see us get tired and have the nations to give up and their respective governments to back off. And in fact, this is what the Americans are doing, are trying to do with Iran and other Islamic nations. They are after a goal, and that goal is to see Islamic nations to surrender to the Americans. In fact, our problem with the Americans is not about today's or yesterday's affairs. It goes back to more than 50 years of brutality and oppression leveled against us. Since 1953 until now, we have had this problem. A few years before the Islamic Revolution, when late Imam Khomeini started his revolt against the system, Americans did their best, and they had planned all kinds of plots against our people, and they used all the methods, arrogant methods, against us. And after the victory of Islamic Revolution in the last 30 years, there has not been even one day that the Americans didn't want to plot against us. Americans should apologize Islamic Republic of Iran and stop plotting against us. And this is the problem. The problem is not over one or two issues, international issues. The problem is over our existence. It's a life and death matter. And you, the dear young people, should know about this. We are not after hostility with others, but we care about our independence, and anyone who decides to look down on us, and any nation that tries to dominate Iran, Islamic nation of Iran, will cut that hand. What you're watching is a report on an audience given by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, on the 13th of Aban, November 4th, Students' Day in Iran. The last point that I like to make here is about the future. The question is, what will be the outcome of this fight between us and them? Media and all the propaganda machine in the United States and other so-called research centers are trying to tell the world that the Islamic Republic of Iran is going to come to a dead end and the Americans are going to win. But this is an absolute lie. It's the other way around, in fact. The end is going to be a defeat for the arrogant power of the United States. And it's obvious to see that if they could defeat Iran, they could have done so at a time when the nation did not have so many capable young people like yourselves, or neither the nation had all the progresses that have been made in different areas, in political areas, and they could win then, and they couldn't. So, today, when the nation has a lot of experience, it's stronger, and it possesses a lot of capabilities, and most important, our the power to defend the nation militarily is even stronger than ever. The nation at this time has a lot of young people compared to the past. In fact, at that time, when our population was about 30, 40 million or 50 million, the young people were in minority. But today, majority of Iranian people consist of young people. Even then, Americans had a better reputation, but today Americans have run into disrepute. A lot of countries at this time do not want to deal with the Americans. Even inside America, a lot of thinkers, a lot of even people, ordinary people, oppose the regime. In fact, at this time, at present time, a lot of those mottos and slogans with which they could dominate other nations are not valid anymore, such as human rights, so-called defending human rights. You can see what they mean by defending human rights, but what they have done in Abu Ghraib prisons. You can see it in Afghanistan and Pakistan and what they're doing, killing people. And the kind of democracy they have in mind can be seen in the occupied land of Palestinians. Here we see Hamas, who had won by the popular vote, is under pressure from the United States. Look at Iraq. In fact, Americans are trying to force down a security pact with the Iraqi government. And now that the Iraqi government says that it doesn't want to accept this pact, they're trying to put pressure on the Americans. They have forgotten that this government has come to power with the popular vote. This was the democratic election. Now, in the reports published by different sources, even their own sources, show that Islamic Republic of Iran is the most democratic country in the region. We have our president, our ministers, even the leadership are chosen by the people. This is democracy. And then they turn around and they accuse us of violating human rights or not being democratic. Even people, ordinary people in different nations, do not believe American claims, let alone the thinkers and the intellectuals. In any country where U.S.'s president steps in, people demonstrate against the U.S. president and they shout, "Yankee, go home." This is where the Americans stand. This is the reputation they have. And if the Americans were supposed to defeat Iran, they could have done so long, long time ago when they had a better reputation. Let me tell you, the young people of Iran, future belongs to you. Future belongs to our people. And the future is reaching the peaks of scientific achievements and dignity. This is definite. This has been promised by God. Holy Book of Quran and Islam both have promised us that if Muslims keep moving, keep going forward, and never back off or get tired, they can become victorious and they can win. And we have done so. Of course, we have some drawbacks here and there, some setbacks or some problems here and there. I know about this. And if there is a problem here or there, if there is poverty or injustice here and there, that's because we or the officials of the country or even the nation did not resist and oppose the arrogance. And you, my dear sons and daughters, the students, university students, high school students in different unions, should know that the unity between the nation and the government and the solidarity between the nation and the officials and the system is important, and that's what the Americans are aiming at, and they want to break this solidarity, this union. There are different slogans being shouted here and there, but you should be careful not to fall into the trap that the United States of America or other world arrogant powers have for you. Even our politicians, our media, our young people, and also the officials of the country should be wary of this. Our enemy is planning, is plotting against us. Don't play the games, don't play into the hands of our enemies. Our enemy is trying to create discord and also negative atmosphere in Iran and create bickering between our politicians, our officials, and also blemish Islamic way of life. Our enemy is trying to have our young people become busy, get busy with things that are not important. They're trying to close down or have demonstration strikes that can lead to the closing down of our schools and universities, and we should not play into their hands. We should continue fighting for our goals, for our lofty goals. We should be honest with each other, and we should come closer to each other. And in different areas of life, we should keep our resolve and our motivation to go forward. Some of our politicians have already started their political campaign for the upcoming elections. These elections are important, and it's important for our people to go to the polls. And our enemy is trying to create discord and bickering among politicians and nonsensical arguments in order for the people to be busy with these things and forget about their responsibilities. But I'm sure that our nation will not play into their hands and continue going forward. I pray to God that Imam of the time will be happy with us. We hope he will pray for us. And I hope that souls of late Imam Khomeini and other martyrs will rest in peace. Give us success. God bless you all. What you just saw was a report on an audience given by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, on 13th of Aban, November 4th, the National Students' Day in Iran.